Well, across the state, around seven of the state's 2,200 schools are temporarily closed each day due to COVID cases. In the Hunter, 38 schools have been made temporarily non-operational. That's from the 5th of October through until the 4th of November. That's the latest stats that we have access to. Kids deemed to be close contacts of a positive case then had to spend 14 days learning from home. That's changing now to 7 days if the student returns a negative PCR test, you know, the ones you get at the testing clinics, 7 days after their exposure, and consistently returns a negative rapid antigen test from day 8 to 14. This all comes after a pilot at Albury Public School in the state's south, where Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says, she says it shows that the tests were effective in reducing the amount of time close contacts spend learning from home, with 38 students able to return to the classroom after 7 days instead of the standard 14. Murat Dizdar is the Deputy Secretary at the Department of Education and joins us now to explain further. Murat, good afternoon. Thanks for doing that, by the way.
No problems. Good afternoon, Paul, to you and your listeners.
Sounds like the pilot in Albury went pretty well.
Yes, Paul. We piloted three public schools, Albury North Public School, Queanbeyan West Public School and William Stimson Public School. It was very important for us to test and learn in that approach because we're some 1,800 public primary schools across the state before we wanted to expand the use of rapid antigen home testing. We've had great feedback from these three sites, great uptake from families whose child was identified as a close contact. And the real fillip here is being able to return students to the classroom earlier than would have been the case without the rapid antigen home testing kits.
Murat, just take us through the process of balancing the competing interests. What was the thinking?
Well, we wanted to work on our communication mechanisms for parents. We wanted to produce video and material and support services for parents and schools around how to utilise these rapid antigen home testing kits. We're really respectful and appreciative that when we inform a school community that they've got a positive COVID case in that school community, it is quite unnerving for a parent community of a school, and the information is critical that we provide the right health information. We're able to test and learn because these rapid antigen home tests also come with a technology app where we can where the parent uploads the results. So we want to make sure that works smoothly. We wanted to make sure that we're a big state, that we had the right quantum of rapid antigen test kits. We've procured 500,000 of these, that our distribution networks worked seamlessly, that we could get it to a school within 24 hours of a confirmed COVID case. So that's been the powerful learnings we've had from these three sites. And our principal at Albury North, Paul Smith in particular, led the way and tells us that it's been a seamless operation, well taken. The uptake's been strong from his school community. And like you said to your listeners, 38 students returned 7 days earlier than they would have. And that's really powerful because we want to ensure their continuity of face-to-face teaching and learning.
Murat, how has the cohort strategy helped? And this is where you try and keep students apart within their own class and year groups.
Yeah, really good question, Paul. And a real credit to our teaching and non-teaching staff and our school leaders in schools, because it's not an easy exercise. But what we've asked our schools to do is to look at staggered start and finish times, look at staggering recess and lunch, keeping classes or at the very least year groups cordoned off from each other as far as practicable and possible. And we've had great uptake in that, and schools have had to think innovatively and flexibly around how they do that. And that's helping when there is a positive confirmed case of COVID in a school in minimising the number of identified close contacts. And it's really the great work of our schools that's not taking out many more students from face-to-face teaching and learning.
Murat, what's the current status on masks in high schools?
So still mandatory mask wearing in high schools for all of our staff in schools across any of our contexts, whether that be a primary school, a secondary school or a special school. In our secondary context, masks are also compulsory for students. It's indoors that it's compulsory, not outdoors. And we're still strongly encouraging our students and families in primary schools to wear masks indoors as well.
Okay. Now, what about the test kits? You mentioned that you've procured them. Does that mean that the state pays for them, the Department of Education, or are the parents paying?
Yeah, no, this is an initiative from the New South Wales government, where New South Wales Health and the New South Wales Department of Education have worked in collaboration. So schools aren't paying for these, families aren't paying for these. When there's a confirmed case, we're in contact with the school leadership, the principal. We get enough kits for the identified close contacts out to the school within 24 hours. The school communicates with parents, voluntary for parents to take part in this, but we strongly encourage them to, and it works for those who are identified as close contacts. It's a rapid, seamless exercise that we've tested on three of our sites across the state, and we're confident we'll be able to execute broader if needed and where needed.
Murad, I guess you've got a war room somewhere where you contemplate all of the possible scenarios. One possible one, of course, is international borders opening up over Christmas, and of course the prospect that kids will return to school next year having been exposed to people coming in from the Northern Hemisphere winter, where we expect that even though they've got to pass the tests in order to get through customs in Australia, that there will be some slip through who've got the virus. Are those kinds of things and the possible ramifications of that being contemplated at this early stage?
We've had in the Department of Education a COVID task force set up. It's been in operation for 2 years across the pandemic, and this task force is drawn from experts across our education department through both schools and in the corporate space. We've also got seconded health officials that are part of that task force. And that task force job is to constantly keep us front-footed with the evolving situation with the pandemic, which your listeners would appreciate, has moved so far and so many times across the 2 years, so that we can give our schools and school principals and school communities the best and latest advice about how to ensure that our schools can maintain continuity of face-to-face teaching and learning in a as safe as possible a context. So that task force, Paul, considers all cases, all scenarios, so that we're well placed to tackle any eventuality and situation that emerges.